Let's listen to the voice now of Lee Jones. He's the sheriff of Lee County, Alabama. He saw his community hit on Sunday by the deadliest tornado in the United States since 2013.
I have not seen this type of level of destruction ever in my experience here in Lee County. And that covers a span back, I know, for at least 50 years. We have not had anything of this nature before.
23 people are confirmed dead. Many of those who were injured were taken to the East Alabama Medical Center in nearby Opelika, the county seat of Lee County. It is also the home of State Representative Jeremy Gray, who represents Lee County, and he joins me on the line this morning. Thank you for taking the time, and we're all thinking about your community. I'm so sorry for what you've been through.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Could you just tell me, I understand you actually were in the hospital on Sunday as people were being brought in who endured this tornado. What was it like there?
So I was in Selma originally for the Jubilee celebration to hear my minority leader speak. I got the call around about 3:30. And immediately after that, I drove back to Opelika. My mom works at the East Alabama Medical Center, and she was trying to give me like a feedback, play-by-play, what was going on. So I reached out to the governor's staff and just let them know what was going on. Talked to Alabama EMA, Ryan Hastings. He connected me to Lee County EMA, Catherine Carson. And so as I pulled up, I really didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe it would be a few people out. But when I arrived at the hospital, there were so many people outside. The emergency room was so congested that they moved everybody to the lobby. And the only people that could be in the emergency room is people who needed care.
Wow.
So I went into the lobby, and I was just comforting people. And I learned about Tyresha Hart, who's 28 years old, who has a missing child, or the Stinson family, who lost 3 out of 5 of their family members. And it was just a lot going on, a lot of commotion going on. A lot of people was there praying, preachers, volunteers, people were bringing in food. So amongst this chaos, you felt a little peace in the community coming together. It was a lot of heartbreak. It was a play-by-play. People were actually confirming deaths while we was in the hospital.
Wow.
And so it was just a hard thing to take in because it was so dear to my heart, and we never seen any impact like this in Opelika, Lee County, and it was just heartbreaking.
You went in a helicopter yesterday, right, to really see the damage from above. I mean, and obviously this is your community. How bad is it? What did it look like?
Well, initially I was talking to those same people the night before. They was telling me about Lee County, Lee Road 39, Lee Road 38, and just the different parts of a Beauregard community that was depleted by the storm. So the next day was yesterday. I went and got an aerial view of different spots, of different locations, and it looked like a war zone. I mean, homes are thrown to the other side of the land. Trees are everywhere. Just neighborhoods are demolished. They are not even recognizable.
What is the greatest need right now? What do people need the most?
I mean, everybody's coming together with efforts, water, non-perishable items, socks, underclothes, things of that nature. So we're doing a good job. Church of the Highlands, Greater Peace Baptist Church, Providence Baptist Church are all drop spots. The thing that I come across the most is that people are going to need homes because their home has been demolished. A lot of families died, like 6 or 7 at a time, and they didn't have insurance. So we need to try to figure out how to cover some of those in burial costs. And those are the two major things that I have heard of that we have to figure out.
Food,
the water, those things of that nature, they've been taken care of because we have a good community, a good, strong community, and people are coming together. But what's going to happen 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, a month from now? So we have to start creating a plan of action that can help long term.
Well, we'll all be rooting for your community. Representative Jeremy Gray of Opelika, Alabama, thank you so much for the time.